I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf and Practice series. I remember one of the first Yomim Tovim after I got married, I spent at my parents. And that year, Yom Tov was Thursday, Friday, followed by Shabbos. So as we learned earlier in the Masechta, you're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov for Shabbos, unless, as Chazal instituted the concept of an Erev Tavshilin, that in a sense, if you start preparing the food for Shabbos on Thursday, on before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to continue that preparations by doing Malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Now, growing up, I never really gave much thought to the Erev Tavshilin. I knew my mother took care of it and it allowed us to do whatever the Erev Tavshilin permitted us to do. But after I got married, I realized that things could get a little bit more complicated. You see, we learned in the Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Pei, the Sugya, the Gemaras have been talking about the concept of a Zechiya, specifically in the context of Shetufim Mivos, Erev Chatzeros. As the Gemara explicitly says in the middle of Erev and Daf Pei Omer Aleph, that Echad Ruvi Tchumin, Echad Ruvi Chatzeros, Echad Shetufim Mivos, Tzarech Liskos. If you want to participate within Erev Chatzeros, Erev Tchumin, and Shetufim Mivos, you have to own part of the Erev. And the Gemara continues and says that that's the din as well when it comes to Erev Tavshilin. If you want to participate with an Erev Tavshilin, you have to own part of the Erev. But that's not so simple. The Shulchan Aruch in Simtav Kuf Chav Zayin discusses someone who forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. The Mishmur explains that's specifically someone who's no one in his immediate family did it. A husband, his wife, and his children that all live at home, you're all one unit. And therefore, as long as the Baal HaBayis made the Erev Tavshilin, everyone part of his household was Yotze with that Erev Tavshilin. But the Bir Halacha points out that there are certain cases where it's a little bit gray. It's not so simple. You could have people in the house that aren't really part of that household. Therefore, the contemporary poskim discuss if you have a child, a married child, who's not fully dependent on his parents, who goes home, goes to his parents for Yom Tov, are you incorporated? Are you part of that family unit? Are you able to say that you're exempt from making your own Erev Tavshilin? Or, as the Gemara says, Tzarech Lizkos, you have to own part of that Erev. Both you and your wife would have to own part of that Erev in order to become exempt with the Baal HaBayis' Erev Tavshilin. Now, perhaps to add a little bit of an explanation, on one hand, as we're explaining, that perhaps it's only one immediate family unit, his nuclear family, that all live in that same household, his wife and family and his kids that live at home, they're fully dependent on the Baal HaBayis, that's able to be considered that one Erev works for everyone else. But on the other hand, you could say that no, it really works for anyone who's all eating the same meals together, all reliant on the same food source. You see, the whole concept of Erev Tavshilin is that as long as you began preparing before Yom Tov, you're able to continue preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos as well. If you're a guest at someone, if you're a child going to your parents' home for Yom Tov, you're reliant on whatever food they bring, whatever food they serve, just like anyone else living in the house. Therefore, just like the preparation works for the immediate household, it should work for everyone else within that home as well. This is the Machlokas. It seems that most poskim are makel on this. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Shulchan Shlomo was makel, but Rav Nissen Karel Tzchut Hashani was machmir. And therefore, as always, one should consult the rabbi who they typically ask their halachic questions to.